The Melbourne Marathon Festival is an absolute cracker, and on Sunday, if you haven't done it or been a part of it, find a way to get into it at some stage. You've got the 5K, the 10K, the half marathon, the full marathon. You can find your own way through it. Have a great time there. The weather was beautiful on Sunday, and we saw something very, very special. A race record in the women's marathon was taken out by Sinead Diver. 41-year-old, if you don't mind. I don't think she'd mind me saying that. She joined us on The Breakfast Club to talk about it. Good morning, Sinead.
Morning.
Great to have you on. After that performance, I think I read yesterday or this morning, Sinead, that you were 22 minutes ahead of the second-placed female runner. You absolutely smacked them. Were you expecting that level of running?
Training has been going really well for this year, really. So I had a time in mind. If the conditions were good, I was going to aim for the course record. And then on the morning, we pretty much decided to go with that and just see how I went for the second half. I mean, conditions were good for the first half of the race, and then they got pretty tough towards the second. So I'm just delighted that that it worked out in the end.
Always interested in, you know, what goes through a marathon runner's mind throughout. It's a long time to be out there by yourself.
Yeah.
I guess the mental battles, but also on a positive, you said it was, you know, good conditions for the first half. Was that when you went, yeah, I'm feeling really good, I'm a good chance to have a crack at a PB or the record?
Yeah, I mean, we went through halfway pretty much on time, on record time, and then I knew at the turnaround at St Kilda it got a lot tougher, though. So I at that point, I didn't think that I'd get the course record, but I knew I should be on for a PB unless something went horribly wrong in the latter stages of the race, which often happens in the marathon. Like, if you don't fuel properly and hydrate, it can go very wrong at around like 36, 37K, but luckily it didn't on the day.
So how do you break down the race? The Melbourne Marathon, obviously all the marathons are on different circuits. Do you, on the starting line, you know at each point where you're going to push the pace, or is it just as you feel is how you run?
So I had a couple of the guys from MTC pacing me. So Jack Rayner and Stewie McSewan and another friend of mine, Max. And Jack is just back from, he was in Cardiff at the Com Games half marathon last weekend, which he won. And he was just back I think he got back on Friday, and yet he paced me the other day to 37K. So it was great to have the boys there with me. So that really helped with the pacing. I didn't have to think about that part of it at all. Like, we agreed on a pace, and they just went out at that pace, and I just followed them. During the race, I was going to tell them if it felt too fast or too slow or whatever, but it felt really good on the day.
So we talk about the fact you only took up running in your mid-30s. Did you run at all before then? When did you realise, hey, I'm actually quite good at this?
I didn't run when I was younger. I ran a bit for fitness prior to that, but I was always really sporty. Like, I was into soccer and basketball when I was younger, and I did my degree at home was PE and Irish teaching, so I was always hugely into sport. I just never got into running until I moved to Australia. I did a time trial around the Tan in Melbourne one day, and one of the guys there was saying, you know, that's a really good time for someone who doesn't train. So he hooked me up with the Crosby crew, and that's where I met my coach, Tim. And so it kind of all just started then. I was 33 then. It was just after having my first baby.
So you've just had your first baby. You've never really done running before, and you run around the Tan. What was the time?
I think my first attempt was 15:30, and then a couple of weeks later it was I was able to drop it to 13:30, which is really good, I guess, for if you, when you haven't trained that much.
What's your best around the Tan, Jimmy?
No. Don't keep time. Sinead, can I ask why the marathon? You have to have a certain mindset to do it. 42K is a long way to be running. What's the attraction for people to do the marathon?
Yeah, it is. Like, it's a really, really long way. But I'm definitely better over the longer distance. Like, I've always been better. Like, I initially at the 10K I was good, and then I was better again at the half. So it was kind of a natural progression. And there's something special about the marathon. I mean, it's just a different race to other races. Most people can run till about 30, 32K, you'll get through it. But something happens with glycogen and everything after 36K, it's just really tough and mentally really tough. So there's this massive sense of achievement at the end of it. And it's getting so popular now. Like, it's really, really fun to be involved in.
Yeah, because the only reason I ask is you said, oh, we'll just pace through 36 kilometres. And it's hard for us not to start giggling, going, oh, yeah, we'll just get paced out for 36 kilometres. It's a long way to be paced.
Jack was actually supposed to pace me till about 32K because he hasn't run a marathon yet either, and he wasn't sure how he'd go over the distance. I mean, the pace was pretty cruisy for him, but he, on the day then, because it was so windy coming back in St Kilda Road, I just asked him to hang in for another bit. He stayed at me to 37. But he was like, yeah, cool. No problem to him. So, yeah, that was really great.
As a PB by over 6 minutes, you've represented Australia twice at World Championships. And you run that time on the weekend by 6 minutes, we said, with your PB. So have you got new goals now? Have you got new ambitions? I think you represent Australia, and obviously your Irish background. Only Catherina McKinnon's Irish record of 2:22.23 is faster from an Irish woman. Is that in your sights now?
The 2:20 to try and break 2:22.
Yeah.
I feel like it can definitely go faster than I did at Melbourne, just because the conditions weren't great at all for the second half. So I know I'd hope there's another. I don't know how much more I have in the tank, but I'm hoping maybe another minute or two. But I mean, you'd never know. I would never have thought last year that I'd get this time this year. So the longer you can go without getting injured, you know, the better you get. And my main focus now is the Olympics in Tokyo in 2020, and qualifying starts for that in January. So everything will be geared towards, you know, getting a similar time to try and qualify for that.
Are you expecting?
Because this time doesn't. It's not in the qualifying period, so it won't count towards Tokyo, unfortunately.
Are you expecting a little bit of hustle and bustle at the start line with Lisa Waitman now that you've got her record?
Not at all. I'm sure Lisa is an awesome runner, and she's actually going to New York in a few weeks, so it'll be great to see how she goes there. I mean, that's such a massive race, and there's a real quality field there, so it'll be great to see how Lisa does there.
You mentioned New York, and how does the Melbourne track or course stack up against the other big marathons around the world like New York?
I've never done New York, so I'm not really sure. I hear it's a pretty tough course. I think it's quite hilly. Melbourne is a good course, but it is a bit hillier than, say, like Berlin is dead flat and London is pretty flat. So they're supposed to be faster. So it'd be good to have a crack at one of those. But I mean, Melbourne, like, is a great course, and like there was so much support out there on the day. Like, it's great to have everyone, like people that you know out on the course cheering you on. It really helps.
Well, they cheered you on beautifully, and you responded accordingly. A fabulous time, a record time at the Melbourne Marathon. We think it's fantastic, Sinead. Good luck in your preparations for Tokyo and the qualification period coming up. We look forward to seeing how you go in the build-up to Tokyo 2020.
Awesome. Thanks for that.
Good stuff. Sinead Diver, the women's marathon winner, in a record time on the weekend. As I mentioned, she was 22 minutes ahead of the second-placed woman.
It's amazing. I mean, 41 years of age, two kids, only started running in her mid-30s to be doing that sort of thing, and now focusing on running in the Olympics in 2020.
It's extraordinary.
Just it is amazing. Fantastic.
Just on that margin. It's
flattening you two. You beat your time.
Four and a half to 5K, she's beaten second place.
Yeah. Smack them. Absolutely smack them.
Yucatan.
People do some amazing things. Fantastic. Nick Quinn is one of those as well. He's about to join us from the Tab.
It's the latest Tab update.
You are amazing, Nick Quinn, aren't you? A new favourite for the Caulfield Cup? Quinny's just dropped off the line there. His hair's got in the way of the line.
It can happen, Jim. Sometimes the hair can just drop
microphone
off.
Hair.
You know what we're going to do? I'm going to sack Quinny. We played a beautiful sting for him, a good, beautiful build-up. You let him in beautifully, Jim, and he's let you down. So we're going to push him until after the news. That's what we're going to do, because Johnny Bad needs to give us the latest in news, sport and weather. Sam Power from the Bulldogs will join us as well.